welcome to On the Mic Podcast. This is your host, Tim Drake. Today is the first episode of my Fantasy Con coverage here in Salt Lake City. On today's episode, I had Rachel Skarsten and Paul Amos from the hit sci-fi show Lost Girl. It was exciting to finally meet these guys. I've just recently started watching the show, as suggested to me by my friend Laura Smith, who is the producer of Mix 107.9's morning show. And Laura actually joined me for this interview. She had a lot of questions she wanted to ask and was able to get some of those in. It was really fun to talk to these guys, learn a little bit more about the show, about the upcoming fifth season that they are halfway through filming right now. As well as just kind of get to know them, kind of get to know their personalities. They're absolutely hilarious. They play off of each other really well, and it was just a lot of fun to talk with them. I look forward to seeing the entire cast do their panels this weekend at FantasyCon in Salt Lake. I know we'll have a lot more coverage over the next couple weeks as we release a bunch of new episodes. I apologize for the delay in episodes throughout the month of June. June just kind of got away from me, got absolutely crazy. I spent a few days on a few different film sets. I was able to spend a day on the set of SLC Punk 2. That's right, they're making a sequel to the cult classics SLC Punk. It was a lot of fun being on that set and being able to have a little tiny extra role in it. But it was a lot of fun being on that set and being part of the sequel to one of my favorite cult hits. We've also been wrapping up all of the pre-production on my new short film, High Psychosis. We start filming and casting throughout July and August. I am really excited for this film. It's been kind of a brainchild of mine for the last couple of years. I've written a bunch of different drafts of the script, and I finally settled on one that I actually feel happy with, feel complete with, that's actually going to tell the story I want to tell with this. With the busy schedule, I haven't had a chance to make it out to Wise Guys the last few weeks. That's been kind of a bummer. I've been doing a lot of writing, though, so I look forward to being back next week to open mic, getting some new material out. I really appreciate the feedback and what everybody's been telling me about these new bits. It's great, as I'm really trying to hone this craft to stand up and make it something that we're doing on a regular basis. If you haven't yet, make sure that you are liking the show on Facebook and Twitter. You can find it at Twitter at On The Mic Podcast. Also follow my personal page at Tim Drake as a bunch of new films come out. We've got a lot of awesome giveaways. I also recently found out I will be writing some of the blogs and some of the reports for Salt Lake Comic Con this September, and we are going to have a lot of awesome giveaways with that. So make sure that you do get on Facebook and Twitter and like both of the pages there. Again, thank you so much for everybody for your emails, letting me know some of the people that you'd like to have on the show. We're making sure to try to make all of your requests, both locally and nationally, and bring you guys the comedians and entertainers that you want to hear. Really hope you guys enjoy this episode. If you are in the Salt Lake area this weekend, come see me at Comic-Con. Come find me. I'm going to be out and about trying to talk to people, as well as some of the panels, covering those panels. And come check out all the fun festivities they have. Tonight kicks everything off with Elijah Wood DJing at the kickoff party. I know for the 4th of July, they're having a big parade associated with FantasyCon, as well as a big fireworks show. So many great panels with Sean Astin from Lord of the Rings, Rudy, Mark Shepard from Supernatural. As well as Simon Pegg. I cannot tell you guys how excited I am to see Simon Pegg. Again, just so many great, great actors, entertainers that are going to be there. And plus, just such a fun exhibit. You can check out more information on that at fantasycon.com. And also follow them on Twitter. And make sure you go see the Lost Girl panel. Like I said, more of the cast is coming in. They will have panels and meet and greets throughout the weekend. It all takes place Salt Lake City at the Salt Palace, downtown Salt Lake. Enjoy this episode with Rachel Skarsten and Paul Amos. Hey, everybody. Sorry to cut back in here before we get to the interview. Just wanted to give everybody an unfortunate heads up as you go to listen to the first half of this interview. Through editing, we found out that there was a little bit of an issue with the microphone. So a little bit of this first part of the interview, unfortunately, is a little rough. And the vocals kind of go back and forth. As far as the volume goes, so just kind of be prepared depending on the audio device you were listening to this on. We tried to balance it out the best possible way we could for you. Unfortunately, though, it was a little bit of compromised audio there. So sometimes those technical issues happen, and a little bit of background noise somehow seeped in from a radio show that was playing through the board. and we're not really sure how that ended up happening. So unfortunately, you know, there are those few little glitches there. Most of the interview, though, came out fantastic, so I do apologize. Just wanted to give everybody a heads up, just so you're not having to turn your volume back up and down, that there is, for the first about half of the interview, a little bit of a glitch in the audio due to the fact that we did have those issues with the microphone that we were not aware of at the time. Thank you again. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I think it came out fantastic. Really funny episode that I know you guys are going to love. Make sure you share it around. Enjoy.
Right, we have the radio booth for it. You can have a seat, Laura. So, and Laura's actually one of the producers for one of the other stations in the building, and she is a huge fan of you guys. So I told her she had to join me with this. I've watched a handful of episodes, and it didn't give me enough context. And so I was like, Laura, you've got to jump in on this and fill the void, because I can tell this is a complex show that my simple brain is not following enough of.
Honestly, I've been on the show for years. Don't worry. It gets complicated.
We're actually filming Oscar. And you're doing coverage, and you're like, I can barely see the person I'm acting with.
Where is this
person? I know. That's so true. Like, dude.
I'm like, seriously.
Dude. And then he'll come up. And then he'll come up and just go.
Yeah.
So, and Phil totally relaxed on this too. No language restrictions, since it's not radio. You can say whatever you want to.
No. I smoothed that right over. She said, "Did she just say shit?" And I go, "No. She said it."
Oh,
okay.
Well,
yeah.
Schoolgirl era.
Shit can slide, though. Shit I know can slide.
Yeah. Schoolgirl era.
Radio from hell can get away with anything. No State Street and 70. On that station, like, open weekday, everybody would stop. Mothers would crash their cars. Close, cover their babies.
That's part of the joy of doing any type of media in Utah, is that things that would fly anywhere else will not fly here. We have some pole dancing. Yeah, it's fitness. It's not pole dancing.
Full fitness.
They're learning it so they can get in shape.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's purely
so sex and pole dancing was all right to speak about?
Yeah. on Radio From Hell, anything goes on there, okay. So.
Our goal is 100%
credit approval. Money then? Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But if you have something, that's why I said it.
So now to kind of recap a little from what we were talking about with Richie in the other room. So now this is your first time in Utah.
It is.
So, and Rachel, you've been here with your brother.
Yeah. And it's funny, just as I got into Utah, I was about 6 in the morning, so I left Vegas at like 2:30 in the morning, so I drove here. So I really wanted to see the state. And I pulled into a Starbucks coffee shop. It's in Cedar.
Yeah, Cedar City.
Yes, Cedar. So and at 6 a.m., I pull up, I'm pretty tired, and I pull up to the camera, and the woman goes, "Are you on TV? Are you on Lost Girl? You play Bex, don't you?" She's like, "You do that really well." And then she told me about the Cedar Breaks, and she was like, "Whatever you do, you have to go and see this." So I detoured for about an hour and a half, and I got to see this Southern Utah from right up on the Briar's Head and the Cedar Breaks.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful down there.
Beautiful state. And then driving up to the and then, you know, Rachel arrived and it all went downhill.
Paul was cheering on the USA, had a couple of brews.
Just a few.
And I got here.
With
you. He decided at that particular moment he just wanted to chill out, which was not okay. Because he promised that we would go to Salt Lake, which I didn't even think about. He put it in my head, and then I got
never
excited
think
about.
This weird.
So I got here, and we went.
Did you guys try to walk out into the Salt Lake at all, or was it just kind of standing there smelling the brine?
A little dangerous for me because, I drove through Las Vegas on Monday, and then I drove up here in a convertible. So I was a bit like an ant under the sun with a magnifying glass, so I'm a bit burned to a crisp right now. the Salt Lake was a little dangerous. A lot of reflection off that salty water.
Reflection on top of what? You're like totally covered.
I know, that's what I was saying. I was prepping for that role.
It makes perfect sense, though. Your black heart.
Yeah.
Sucking blood.
What, life? Sucking of blood.
You're sucking of blood.
Sucking ability.
So now with Lost Girl, as I first started looking into it and learning more about the show, I've always loved any type of supernatural type drama because of how just intense they are. And so I immediately jumped on board with the show, sort of watching through the pilot, and I was just kind of like, holy shit, this is not what I expected at all. Mm-hmm. So just by the title, I kind of expected, oh, is this going to be like one of those CW type dramas? And it was not, by any means.
Had you watched the original pilot? Because you're talking about 1-1, yeah? The original pilot, which is we filmed like a year earlier, was actually episode 108.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you actually watch the show, especially the first season, all of a sudden you get episode 108, and this is like a completely different tone from the show. For the first one, it's actually pretty dark, 108. And then they took a slightly different route with the show when we got it up and running. And it got a little bit lighter. It would have been a lot darker and riskier, I think.
And with it being on sci-fi, I mean, you don't have as many restrictions as, per se, network television.
No, but you still have a few. Sci-fi.
I mean, if they would have gone darker, do you think this would have been something that would have been like a Showtime or HBO possibly?
Yeah, I think that was the thinking. Had we pursued that route that we did in 108, then it would have had to have gone on a different network. And, you know, our network in Canada needed certain content.
Yeah.
Etc. And it fit that bill. Really. It's basically Buffy, isn't it? It's the new Buffy.
Yeah. So now, where in Canada do you guys film at? I know there's those big studios up in Vancouver that seems like every show in Canada films at.
No, we decided to be in Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah. We film like out in the West End of Toronto.
Don't give our location.
Nowhere.
Well, it is Toronto. I mean, you could have had Rob Ford swinging by.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's no surprise that we had creepers in season 3, because at the end of season 2 for our finale, we decided to invite all the fans to our filming studios to do a special.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yes.
I wasn't there.
We did a season finale after episode 22, and what it was is that they got to come and watch the finale with us, and it was like live to take interviews with all of us individually, and all of the fans, like the real fans that, you know, follow us all around, and they were all brought to the studio. I just make life easier for people in general.
Well, it's a very attractive cast, and I think that's probably why you guys have a lot of creepers.
It wasn't her daddy daughter.
No, I think I was the only.
That's true. Yeah, we've got some hot heads.
As far as I could see, I was the
hottest. Yeah.
With as much sex as involved in this show, I mean, you kind of have to. I mean, if they put an actor like me on there, it would be like, change the channel.
Why are you so locked out? I don't get that much sex there. Maybe it's because you're
not. No, you don't.
So you guys are putting this out there now. This needs to be the season 5 arc,
just,
right?
You just do
a little make out here and there.
Yeah, you climb on top of somebody on a bar stool and dry hump for a bit, and that's it. But you do the dry humping really well. She's a dry hump specialist.
So now I've always wondered, as a young filmmaker, I haven't had to direct any scenes like that. How do the directions go when they're directing those type of scenes where they're really intimate, or where you're even just having to do something as much as dry humping on it? Yeah.
Well, ask the dry hump specialist.
You know, it's awkward. It's awkward when you're doing it. I have to actually watch. My character watches two other characters having sex in this upcoming season, and that was the most awkward thing I've ever done. Because that was super awkward. Just like, because you have to stand there and stare at them, but they're like kind of naked with like pasties on their body and, you know, doing their thing, and I was just sitting next to me.
taking notes and everything.
I don't know. It depends. Mainly the direction is just like, give us more, or give us less, or put your head this way, or put your head that way. It's not romantic. It's definitely not romantic.
What would be an unattractive thing to eat?
Like, tuna, salad, nuts.
Unattractive, but I mean, my peanuts look good. And you are on
one of our favorites. Not when they're falling out of your teeth before you make out with someone. You should go try that. You should put some peanuts in your mouth and have them fall out of your teeth and then see how many people make out with you. But maybe not at this con because you'll probably get a lot.
Okay.
So now, I mean, when they were bringing you guys in for FantasyCon, what did you guys think about having to come over 4th of July weekend? Are any of your families out here with you guys for this? Or?
Oh, I love it.
I love it too.
I made Paul buy an outfit for 4th of July yesterday, and we're going to dress up.
Yeah.
Full America.
Yeah, there's no clear heels thing. But...
That's true.
Yeah.
But
or I could actually.
No, there's nowhere better to be on the 4th of July than in the United States of America.
Yeah, and how do you guys party around here? Hard?
Well,
obviously not.
again, this is Utah.
But are you like patriotically hard? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you guys dress up?
I don't. I'll paint my nails all festive.
I'll paint my nails all festive too, just to fit in.
Oh, that's, you always do that.
I literally have a full America flag outfit. Like, it's gonna be great. Yep. I'm gonna wear it all day.
Yep.
I saw plenty of the American flag outfits yesterday during the U.S. Belgium game.
Yeah.
There were more U.S. Hammer pants I saw walking around yesterday than I realized ever existed.
Yeah, I saw a pair of like high heels,
what?
And she had the. Yeah, they were all star-spangled, and the banner was, like, on this big, thick wedge at the back. They were canvas. I was actually pretty impressed. They looked pretty cool. Nice pair of denim jeans. You know, bit of country going on. Richard McGraw.
Oh, stop. Don't even mention him.
Yeah, I understand you have quite a fetish over there.
No more mentioning a Tim McGraw.
You're going to have to, like, spray her down as you guys leave the studio just as she goes past that.
Oh, it's getting hot in here. It's getting hot in here.
You should never have given him the A Moose.
Paul A Moose. Paul A Moose. That's his name. That's how you say his name, everyone.
So now, I walked in late to that, so explain to me this Paul A Moose.
Well, he asked how to pronounce his name, and so I wanted to help Paul out and give him the proper pronunciation of his name, and it's Paul A Moose. There's no joke. It's serious.
Sometimes
people do refer, you know, they're like, so is it Paul A Moose?
Sometimes they say Amos, and it's Amos. Like, ooh, it's wrong.
Yeah, Amos.
It's Amos.
There's an open vowel in there. That's as bitchy British as you're going to get, that one.
We don't say a lot of things right here in the U.S. though. It's just the way we do things.
Yeah. It's when they see it on a page, I think. You know, sometimes. And I don't.
People mess my name up.
Tori Amos, she doesn't have that many fans, does she? It's not. Or she used to at one point.
So or there's also
the
even
new
Amos Lee.
Is in town.
Years ago, when I'd worked for a sports retailer, when Brett Favre was still playing in the league, people would come in that were big fans of his. They would ask me, "Yeah, do you guys have any of those Favre jerseys?" Because they were just simply looking at how it was spelled. It's like, "Oh, you're a big fan of Brett Favre." Gotcha.
Right. I think the Amos only started happening when I moved to Canada as well. Sadly.
Can I change your name on Twitter to Dracula Amos? Just for a day, please.
Just for a day,
please.
Yeah, maybe.
So is the all black then just a
really?
Constant
no,
thing?
No, she's lying. She's lying. She's lying. She's lying. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's right. It does.
No, that's not true. I've changed my Twitter name many times. No, like for reals.
I don't believe you.
No, for real. For real. Go on Twitter and search Rachel Scarston, and there's like two different accounts, and one of the fans like took it over, and they were like, this Twitter account has now changed.
Oh, all right. Yeah. fans like to do that, don't they?
No, it's really sweet, like, though, because then people aren't fake tweeting with your name.
Yeah.
Not that you have to worry about someone taking Dracula Moose.
Dracula Moose. It's a quality name, actually. Dracula Moose.
See, my Twitter handle just gets hate mail half the time.
I believe it.
Well, stupid fans out there of DC Comics think that my account is a spoof account.
What?
Because of my name being Tim Drake, it's the third Robin.
Right.
And so I will randomly get these diehard fans. One of my favorites was a girl that they had tagged in it whose Twitter handle was Red Robin. And she was a redhead named Robin. Like, she wasn't doing anything either. I just get this tweet that just says, at Red Robin, at Tim Drake, fuck you. And I was like,
what?
What did I do?
That is so aggressive.
Oh, right. You just opened the floodgates on fuck right now. This is great. I know, right? Right, every other word. Fuck.
Paul.
Sorry.
Dracula.
Sorry, Dry Humper. Can I change yours to Dry Humps Garston?
No, mine's so much better. Yours is like a 4. Mine's like an 11 out of 10.
I do want to see both of these Twitter handles changed. Just for the weekend. Just get everybody at FantasyCon.
It's going to happen now. Can you please do it right now? Can you do it right now?
I'll see. Give me 2 seconds. Try and like keep this going with an entertaining conversation that's informative and, you know,
honestly,
keeps people...
everything you're doing right now is because of my humor. So just think of that as you're doing your Twitter.
Yeah.
No, but let me do it. I'm better.
Yeah.
No, seriously. You don't understand this. This isn't your generation.
And thanks for all those tips on dry humping as well. It really worked out for me.
Hey, the Utah listeners will appreciate that because they don't have premarital sex. They're dry humping as well.
So you could start an entire blog just for Utah.
You should talk to Richie, the guy you're talking about. You should talk to him about dry humping.
What?
All sorts of stories.
I think I'm good. Yeah. I'm going to pass on that.
I love it.
That's
love
awesome.
It. Accounts.
I did see his Jesus magnet. I supported. Yeah.
Yeah, we've had those things like floating around the studio for like the last couple months. So now I know the fourth season, I have not got that far on it. But Laura had her issues that she already had a question for you guys on.
All right.
I watched the season finale and I was like, fuck this shit, I am never watching the show again, and I walked away. But then it's been a few months.
You and many other people.
And I've been able to calm down a little bit. I'm going to watch it again.
Oh my gosh, did it happen? Let me see it.
My generation.
Dracula a moose. This is so amazing.
Okay, let's back to season 4 and the fact it didn't make any sense.
You're messy. You don't want to hear shit, Tim.
Like I said, spoilers don't apply to me.
All right. Is Hale coming back?
Oh, we can't say this stuff.
We're not allowed to. Come on.
Yeah, we can't. We get fired.
We'll get fired. Oh,
yeah, we're halfway through the season. They were going to write us out really quickly.
I heard that he wanted to leave the show and, pursue.
Well, that's wrong.
Good to know.
He didn't want to do that. Casey actually loves the show a lot.
I love it. And I was really pissed off about that because Massimo is a piece of shit. And I think Hale deserved a better death than that.
Yeah, I know. Tim's a lovely person, though, who played Massimo. He's a really nice guy. Yeah. Well, he owns a really great restaurant in Montreal.
I liked
Montreal.
Him in the first couple episodes that you appeared in.
Yeah, and then he killed all the people you love. Yeah. And he was Vex's, like... You know,
and he's
surrogate.
Protecting him.
I know. I might have to pay a price for that somewhere down the line.
I know, I kind of feel like Vex is having some moral issues. I feel like maybe he's lightening up a bit.
Maybe.
Maybe he's getting less evil.
Maybe.
But he's still doing some pretty evil shit.
Yeah, well.
It's never fun to get less evil,
though.
He kind of, feels bad about it.
Yeah. We lost Rachel Skarsten. Hang on a minute. I think I can see a dry hump in the tree outside. Yeah, she's showing
I'm
a couple of locals how to
she's,
do it.
She's going at it
yeah,
with that
she's
tree.
She's got a group of like salt lake people around there, and they're all taking tips.
Right, I'm back. I'm here. Sorry.
What did you write?
I just like everyone to go check Paul's Twitter account.
It says, my name is Dracula Amoose, and I'm an emo-dressing, black-hearted, convertible-driving vampire. Dick.
Bananas! Honestly, it was so bananas, much pressure. Bananas. It was so much pressure. It's not even that funny. I was like, oh my gosh, I have this Twitter account. What am I going to do?
Now, did you get your Twitter handle changed on Rachel? I mean,
to dry hump.
No, Papa is out there. That is never gonna happen. It's much less offensive. Dracula is. So, hold on. Let me see. So now your Twitter handle from before. Oh yeah, it still goes to Dracula on Moose. Okay, that's good. Like, can I like paint your face kind of like Dracula, and then we can take a picture and change your profile picture too? We could get really hardcore. Like,
yeah, come on. We could do the whole thing. Where's that picture that you have me as in Salt Lake as Dracula? I'll put that as my backdrop.
Okay.
And then we'll put a real picture of me as Dracula with maybe moose antlers.
I mean, this is getting super weird, and I really like it. I'm super into it.
I want you to do your panel tomorrow completely just decked out as Dracula. Like, oh, let the rest of them have their 4th of July.
Oh, no, now I'm committed to the running cosplay.
I love that this is starting. Honestly, it's like a little dream is in my heart, and then it comes to life.
All right.
It all acknowledge that, though. Do not acknowledge.
No, you know, I'll just sit there and straight-faced.
So, but that's, like, how he is every day. Yeah. No, he has to acknowledge it, otherwise it's just normal. It's just normal Drax.
So where do I get a Dracula costume around here? And some moose antlers. Oh, I'm going to do it.
It's your alter ego, Dracula and Moose.
I'll keep this up for the whole weekend as well. Every tweet will come from Dracula and Moose. It's fantasy con, for fuck's sake.
That should be the catchphrase on all the billboards out here. It's fantasy con, for fuck's sake.
Oh my god.
We need to pitch that to the Comic-Con guys for September. It's fantasy con for. Now,
can we get it to cost you quick enough for our CBS interview?
Yeah. Honestly, forget breakfast. I would literally go on a hunger strike to get this done. Seriously.
Yeah.
And it all started from my little joke of saying a moose, because that was mine, not yours.
That was mine.
It was mine. No.
I gave you that.
It was mine. Oh,
because
gosh.
I've said that tons of times before.
No. Okay, no.
I have.
Well, everyone then said everything tons of times before, but I put it together at the appropriate time and made it a joke. You know what I'm saying?
This is your panel question tomorrow, Laura.
Yes.
Because you'll have more of the cast tomorrow that can officially say who it was.
Yeah. It won't be like this.
Cassandra.
It won't be like this with the others.
No. They'll be like, well, thank you very much. And Paul's like, yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah,
have you guys already started filming season 5 then?
Well, this is our week off, 2 weeks off actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like a holiday. So our holiday is being spent in Utah, which is great. No, it is.
I like it.
It's amazing. You get to pinch yourself sometimes when you come to places. You know, they're actually bringing you in for your job, and you get to fly in and meet all these fans that really like your show, and you get to meet.
We were just talking about this the other day.
It's great.
How sweet it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love visiting places. I mean, you know,
Paul and I are gypsies.
Vagabonds.
Gypsy life, hashtag.
Yeah, vagabond life, hashtag. Vagabond's a much better word than
Drac and Rach.
How many months do you guys have left to film in right now?
We're halfway through.
Halfway through, yeah.
So, okay, but that doesn't answer your question at all. So,
no more. We're not allowed to say anymore.
We have, what, 3 more months?
I don't know. I think, isn't it August that we finish?
Yeah. Whatever. No, everyone knows. It's not a secret.
Knows what?
They know how, like, the episodes and that tanks.
How do they?
See, now I've just gotten everyone so confused that I totally went over my little...
Yeah. You don't read anything,
little
do you?
Foibles. yesterday.
You don't get any of the memos,
like,
do you?
Yeah, yesterday I was like, so, like, what's going on? Paul's like, do you read any of this stuff? I was like, no, so I have you. You read it. I come to your room, annoy you. You tell me.
An easy way to get it done.
And when somebody has a name like Dracula or Moose, you'd think he would be the irresponsible one.
I know, to look at us, you'd think that Paul would be the irresponsible one, but no, in fact, it's actually me. Paul had to call me this morning to be like, are you awake?
You were the wake-up call.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm just going out the door. Yeah, totally.
I'm already in the coffee shop.
No, he gives me 5 minutes. Of course he's a dude. Yeah, only a dude would call you with 5 minutes and be like, are you up? If you were a girl, you'd be like 20 minutes at least.
Yeah, well,
What if I'd been sleeping?
I was in the coffee shop, the Mill Creek Coffee.
I know. Although I do roll out of bed looking just like this.
I walked down there prior to it. I got up extra early.
They're so good, those coffees.
Yeah. Fair play to Mill Creek.
Yeah.
Are they your best?
Yeah.
Or
they come in and bring the radio show coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, every Tuesday.
Serious shout out to them. We've got them right here.
Yeah, and they're right
so
next
good.
To the Little America. So,
I know.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So
yeah.
We'll
Which
be...
is actually more like little France, did you say?
Yeah. Little Burgundy.
Paul sends me a photo being like, Little America, Little France. But it's a very nice hotel. Yeah. And they're lovely there, actually.
So now, before we let you go, I have to ask, Rachel, I saw that you are in one of the big anticipated movies coming up here. I saw you have a role in 50 Shades of Grey.
I do, yes.
So what can you tell us about that?
How much dry humping did you do in that one?
I know. When I got the part, I called my mom and my brother, and my mom's like, do you have sex? And I was like, no, I'm actually one of the only women who does not have sex in the film. I play Christian's executive assistant, Andrea. And she's very blonde, and he's not into blondes, and she sort of runs his life and puts up with all his BS, and it was fun. It was quite the experience. It was a larger production, larger scale than I'd ever been a part of. And it was nuts. The privacy on that film, I mean, every set, all our trailers were covered in tents, and we had to hand in our sides. Sides are like the little mini scripts they give you every day. We had to hand them back in at the end of each day, and they'd shred them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was bananas, but Sam Taylor Johnson is one of my all-time favorite photographers, actually, and women in general. So to get to work with her was so awesome.
Yeah. So that's amazing.
And your character sticks around, doesn't it, in the books?
Yep. She's in all three of the books.
So if you do a good job,
yeah.
then you might be back.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see. Yes, you know what? I had not read the books before. Yeah, I said that I did, but I didn't.
She's definitely not back for them now.
No. And then I read the script, and I thought, oh, wow, now I see what everyone's talking about. This is super salacious. And then read the book and was like, holy fuck, this story is like way worse than the script. It's a very...
And you can imagine what that's like for somebody that just dry humps.
Okay, you know what? Take it easy over there, Dracula Moose.
Great nicknames for the car now, isn't it? Dry Humper and Dracula.
I don't like my nickname. I don't like it. I gave you Dracula. You give me Dry Hump? What the fuck? No, I don't want any of it.
You're gonna get all the fans that'll fist bump you
Fine.
With the DH.
Fine. I'll take it.
Well, thank you guys for taking the time. I know you guys have a busy schedule ahead. People can see all weekend long at FantasyCon with your panels and then the meet and greets. Lost Girl up through season 4 is up on Netflix now, so people can get all caught up before season 5 starts.
Season 4 is up on Netflix. This is another.
I might be lying. I may be lying.
You could be lying.
Paul,
I could be lying.
Dracula,
I know at least
Dracula.
Season 3.
Yes. Is it up on? What the is H? It up on Netflix?
If I had internet here.
You
have Wi-Fi, but it's terrible. To
the internet. Paul's like sweating hard right now.
I am. It's all the beer I drank with the fans yesterday.
No, it's because it's daylight and you're outside.
I need my hood.
The lighting in the studio was dark enough for you, but in here we've got the natural lighting.
To be honest. I know. Yeah. And you already sucked that intern's blood, so you should be good for the day.
Yeah, she is. She's fired.
And Emily. She broke Gina's Obama little guy that was on the mic stand.
Maybe somebody Obama just, should go somebody use just tweeted,
I thought I dreamed at Rachie Skarsten and at Dracula and Moose were radio hosts. Then I realized X96 was on promoting a fantasy con. I'm not sure.
So to correct myself, season 3, up through season 3 is on Netflix.
Yeah, 3, I'm sure 4th is forthcoming.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you guys.
I'll see none of that money, but good job.
Okay, Dracula's cut. Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see you guys at FantasyCon.
Thank you.
Sweet!